in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder if you have discovered from your reading of the New Testament that during his ministry on earth, the Lord uttered three cheers, and they were good ones too. Now, I'm not being flippant or irreverent. I'm going to read you the gospel stories of those three good cheers. The order in which they occur in the gospels relate to conversion, companionship, and conquest. First of all, Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 to 8. Matthew's gospel, chapter 9, verses 1 to 8. And he entered into a ship, and passed over, and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then said he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. Be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Conversion. And there is no forgiveness of sins until we are converted, turned to God, and made nigh to him by the blood of Christ. Matthew, Mark, and John each record the Saviour's quotation of Isaiah chapter 6, verse 10, and Mark chapter 4, verse 12 renders it, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. Matthew and John both say, Be converted, and I should heal them. Then, in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 3, the Lord told his disciples, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so this first good cheer is concerned with conversion and healing of body, mind, and spirit. And these three parts of a person are far more closely connected than is generally realized. So often, physical or mental disorders are the result of spiritual trouble, and until we get right with God, things continue to go wrong because we are not resting in the sufficiency of his grace and strength, which are always available to them that believe on him. We turn on to chapter 14 of Matthew's Gospel. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 22. Matthew 14, 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Here is companionship. The Lord Jesus as the Comforter, allaying the fears of his disciples and bidding them be of good cheer, because he was with them, then stretching out his hand to save Peter from sinking into a sea of doubt and despair. How often we deserve the rebuke Peter was given. Perhaps in a spirit of pride or bravado, we enter upon a course of action which seems, on the surface, to be in the Lord's will. But when we run into obstacles, our grain of faith begins to disappear, and disappointment and doubt threaten to overwhelm us. But we can take comfort and cheer from the fact that if we cry to the Lord as Peter did, that same mighty hand will be outstretched to save us from ourselves and our folly. In addition to the comfort of the indwelling Spirit, John's first epistle, chapter 2 and verse 1, assures us that if any man sin, we have an advocate, paraclete, comforter, with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. Our final reference is John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 28 to 33. John, chapter 16, verses 28 to 33. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe, that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And this, of course, was part of the Lord's intimate talk with his disciples on that last evening together. Our conquest of the world and its trials and tribulations is assured, because that overcoming power of his, the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, is ours if we will let go and let God do the overcoming for us, while we abide in that peace of his which passeth all understanding. As Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3 puts it, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee.